Hi there, my name is Glenn Grew. I'm talking about Google Translate for a French to English translation for a part of an article from the web, particularly about different blogs. And I find it really useful to do this so that I can get more familiar with the different terminology and vocabulary of French. So reading French can be really quite a bit easier now thanks to Google Translate. What I've done is I've used a section of the blog post and pasted it in to the Google Translate box and indicated from French to English translation. And I see them side by side, and that's the attachment. In this case, it's talking about Le Web or the Web Social. And it's interesting, it's comprend une grande variété de technologie. Comme les weblogs, les wikis, les podcasts, les flux de syndication, le bookmarking collaborative, les mondes virtuels, etc. And I like it that I can do this and I can look back and forth between them and understand that, you know what, les flux de syndication, for example, are RSS feeds. Collaborative bookmarking, no surprise, they're very similar. Les mondes virtuels, right, so a number of these terms are similar. On the other hand, comprendre is understand, usually. But in this particular case, it's using it in the context of include. And so it's useful for me. Such as, comme les. You know, this is really important for me to get a feel for some familiarity with the French language and the vocabulary. So I look at the last sentence there. This orientation is in the process of generating new forms of creation, dialogue, and consumption. And then, cette orientation est en train de générer de nouvelles formes de création, dialogue et consommation, comme le podcast et les communautés, excuse me, de vidéo blogs bien différenciés. Interesting. Des autres médias, presse, radio, télévision. It's interesting that the working of the two languages are different. There's really not that much of a difference between them, say, compared to Polish and English. The structure of the language between the two are quite similar in terms of the structure of the sentences. So it's interesting to point that out, and it's actually easier to take a look and find words that are similar, I mean, within a structure of a sentence. and the other thing I've noticed is that the translations are really clear, much clearer than in the Polish texts. It's interesting to see the differences.